that you're in town and asked to run home with you, and I need to do a little more shopping, you might say, there's no hurry, I'll wait.
That's finished. You can have shopped, I'll wait for you.
Okay, if you're about to punish a child, he might look up at you with that little innocent look and say, please.
Mommy.
All right, please.
Don't punish me.
Or what else? Give me what? I promise I'll be good if you'll give me
another chance.
Now, if a man is in a good mood, which seldom happens, you might say he's in a very good, in a good mood, he would be in a very good
mood.
And if, if you have a hired man who keeps on loafing all the time, you might decide to discharge him. So you tell a friend of yours, I think I'm going to get
to fire. All
right, get
another.
All right, what would be another word? Fire would not fit into the sentence.
Okay.
I think I'm going to get
somebody else.
All right, let's say there's a pesky salesman bothering you. And you might say, wait till I
decide.
You might say, we've got termites, but I'm not sure the exterminating company will do what?
Or dispose of them.
He didn't know what was going on, but he, something is,
he pretended.
He knew it all, okay? If someone stole your pencil, what is a slang word you might use to describe it?
Somebody swiped.
Any others? What if the item was more valuable than a pencil? What if it were rather expensive? You might say someone
took it.
Stole. You might say, I'd forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
And you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't
remember.
If you were sitting down at your desk, you might say, I have just what a letter. But yesterday you
wrote.
And tomorrow I'll
write.
And you might say in answer to this letter, before sending the letter, what would you have to put on the envelope?
The address and the stamp.
All right, would older people have used something else rather than address?
No.
All right, after sending the letter, you might say, I expect an
answer.
You said you put an address on the letter, but if you were actually taking your pen and writing it, what would you be doing to the letter?
Addressing.
If a little boy has learned something new, let's say he's learned to whistle, you want to know where he learned it, so you might ask him who
taught you.
And someone asked you if you put up that new fence yet, and you might say, no, but I
helped.
Or maybe you had not gotten started yet. You would say, no, but I
did.
If a little boy has done something naughty and a little girl saw him do it, the boy might say, now don't